Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast.
Great to be here.
Today, we're diving into something called fuzzy trace theory, or FTT. It's a really fascinating idea about how we remember things and how we reason.
Right. It was developed back in the 90s by Valerie Reina and Charles Brainerd.
And the core idea, correct me if I'm wrong, is that our memories aren't like these perfect video recordings.
Exactly.
Right?
FTT suggests we actually create two kinds of memory traces when we experience something.
Okay, two types. What are they?
Well, you've got verbatim traces. These hold the really precise surface-level details of an event.
Like the exact words someone said, or the color of a sign.
Precisely. Recalling verbatim memories often feels like you're mentally replaying the context, reliving it almost.
Okay, so that's one type. Verbatim. Detailed.
And the other type is the gist trace. This is more like the fuzzy bottom line meaning, the essential core,
yes.
You know, without all the specific details.
The essence.
Yeah. Retrieval here is more, well, non-recollective. You just know the meaning, the general idea.
So let's use an example. If I see a red apple,
okay,
the verbatim trace might be like the literal word apple printed in red ink in my mind.
Sort of, yeah. Or the specific shade of red, the shape, very detailed.
And the gist trace would just be fruit, or maybe something edible.
Exactly. Just fruit captures the essential meaning perfectly. It's a much broader category.
Right. Less detail, more meaning.
And what's really interesting is how they're stored. FTT proposes they're encoded in parallel.
Meaning at the same time.
Yeah, simultaneously using separate brain pathways. Research actually shows we can sometimes grasp the meaning of something, the gist, even before we've processed all the verbatim details, like every single letter in a word.
Wow. Okay. So stored together, but separately. Does that mean we retrieve them separately too?
It does. They seem to be dissociated in retrieval. So cues that match the exact details, like asking, was the word in red, help you pull up the verbatim memory.
Makes sense.
But cues related to the meaning, like, was it a type of food?
Yeah.
They tend to trigger the gist memory.
So remembering if the dog I saw was a poodle, is verbatim.
Uh-huh. Very specific.
But just knowing I saw a dog, that's gist. Or even maybe recognizing later that, oh, a spaniel is also a dog, even if I didn't see one. That's activating the gist category.
You got it. That connection relies on the meaning, the gist of dog.
Okay, this is where I find it super fascinating how this all connects to false memories. How does FTT explain those?
Well, the idea is that true memories usually have support from both types of traces. The gist fits, and you have some specific verbatim details, even if they're not perfect.
Okay, they align.
Right. But false memories, often, they're driven by a really strong gist feeling. You think, oh, that sounds right, or that fits the general theme.
But the specific details aren't there.
Exactly. The strong gist encourages you to accept the memory, while a lack of a matching verbatim trace, or maybe even a conflicting one, should ideally suppress it. But sometimes the gist wins out.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine I read you a list of common fruits. Lemon, apple, pear, banana. Later, I ask if the word orange was on the list. Now, orange fits the gist fruit really strongly.
Right. It feels like it should have been there.
Exactly. That strong gist might make you falsely remember seeing orange. Your verbatim memory system, ideally, should say, nope, orange wasn't presented, but that check doesn't always happen, or the gist feeling is just too powerful.
Huh. And I read that this changes over our lifespan.
It does, yeah. There are developmental differences. Both verbatim and gist memory generally improve from childhood up into young adulthood.
We get better at both.
We do. Mm. But then, intriguingly, as people move into older adulthood, verbatim memory performance often tends to decline. Those specific details get harder to recall.
But the gist memory?
That tends to hold up much better. It remains relatively stable or declines much less.
Ah, so that could explain why, you know, an older relative might remember the main point of a conversation we had weeks ago.
Uh-huh. The gist is strong.
But they might forget the specific funny example I used, the verbatim detail.
It's a classic example, yeah. It fits the pattern FTT describes.
So moving on to reasoning and making decisions. It sounds like we might actually prefer using the gist.
That's a key part of the theory, the fuzzy processing preference. We often lean on gist representations for reasoning because, frankly, it's less mentally demanding.
Easier than juggling all the tiny details.
Much easier. Even when we have precise verbatim level information available, our choices are frequently guided by the simpler bottom line meaning.
And this can lead to biases, right? I think I read about the framing effect.
Absolutely. The framing effect is a prime example. You present the exact same statistical outcome, but frame one as a gain, 200 people will be saved, and the other as a loss, 400 people will die.
Even though the numbers mean the same thing.
Precisely. But people react differently because they're processing the simple gist, saved feels good, die feels bad. The simplest, most accessible gist often wins out over a careful calculation of the verbatim numbers.
Wow. And what about experts? Does this apply to them?
Well, FTT suggests that expert intuition isn't mystical. It might actually be based on highly developed, efficiently used gist representations.
So they see the underlying patterns.
Exactly. They can quickly grasp the core similarities between problems that might look very different on the surface because they've built up these rich gist understandings in their domain.
So bringing this all together, what are the big implications for you, the listener?
Well, understanding FTT has real practical value. Think about education. It emphasizes focusing on conceptual understanding, the gist, not just rote memorization of facts, the verbatim.
Right. And maybe in health, like explaining risks.
Definitely. Communicating the qualitative gist of a risk like this significantly increases your chance of X might be more effective than just throwing complex statistics verbatim numbers at people.
And eyewitness testimony too, I imagine, especially with kids.
For sure. It highlights the importance of getting initial recall quickly, trying to capture those verbatim details before they fade or get potentially distorted by later suggestions, which might build on a plausible gist.
So really, this theory suggests our minds are constantly doing this balancing act.
That's a great way to put it. It's an interplay between the precise, detailed verbatim traces and the broader, meaning-based gist traces.
And just being aware of this dual system can maybe help you catch potential memory errors or understand why, you know, a certain advertisement or political message feels so persuasive. It might be targeting your gist processing.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing which system you might be relying on.
So maybe next time you're making a choice or trying to remember something important, pause for a second. Ask yourself, am I focusing on the nitty-gritty details or am I being swayed more by the overall feeling, the gist of it?
A little self-reflection using the FTT lens can be quite insightful.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.